Are we sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. You know, it's, I don't know about you, but it's easy when you get to the end of one year and you start looking at what's happening around you to look back. And sometimes we don't want to look forward. And we get to a situation where we're at the end of one year. And for me, if I've got a title for today, for Nigel, it's All Things Are Possible. There are possibilities. And for each of us, it's difficult sometimes to not look at our own lives and then start to act out of our own experiences. But I want to encourage us that regardless to where we are in our lives, regardless to what has happened yesterday or the day before, or what we're expecting to happen in the future, if we keep our eyes fixed upon Christ, the author, the perfecter, the finisher of our faith, then we'll see the race set before us is a joyous one. There may be times where we need to stop and rest. There'll be times where we need to go back and pick something up that we've dropped. But God has a plan and a purpose for me, and he has a plan and a purpose for you. And I want to read my last scripture first. And it says this: as God's co-workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. In the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. When we read scripture, it's so easy to make it say what we want it to say. To pluck out scriptures and add them together and bring something that will lift us up. But the truth of God's word is, it's the truth of God's word. So this was said many, many moons ago, but it's still true for us today. This is the time of God's favor. The Bible says today is the day of salvation, yes? As long as it's called today. So today is the day of the Lord's favor. Why? Because salvation is not just ours, but it's available for all those that will receive it. So I just want to bring one or two scriptures as we look at this together, just to remind us that all things are possible. So if we've got our listening ears on, maybe we'll be able to hear what God says. So often, for all of us, I believe that if we have an opportunity to share with people, there are things that come out of our heart that we didn't expect that would come out. There's reminders that we go, oh, I should have said that, or I need to say that, or I need to put this in. And so often when we're preparing a message, if you have an opportunity, whether you're in school, in the workplace, whatever it is you're doing, there's things that you need to say, and there's things that you want to say, and there's things that you shouldn't say. And sometimes they get mixed up. So for me, there are things that I want to say, and we don't have time in order to share them, but I want to take the opportunity not to rush through this message, but right at the beginning, I was reminded afresh this season of how blessed we are as a people, how blessed we are as a church, how God has sustained us over this some 20 years, as he's given us everything we need when we need it. There are times we walk in this journey and we can't see in front of us, but God illuminates our path. He has the torch behind us, and as we step one foot in front of the other, then it becomes evident what God wants to do with us. I am so privileged to be in a position where I see things that many of you don't see, that I experience things that you don't experience in other people's lives, because it's private for them and God, and they've asked me to come in and be part of that journey. I've witnessed where men and women in this church, through their generosity, through their prayer, have seen breakthroughs. I've witnessed things happen in Uganda that we don't even understand the impact that we've had as a church, as individuals. That we've seen communities changed. We've seen lives transformed. There's been people that have had their lives transformed because you've released me to minister in their lives. Faceless, nameless people that don't even live around here that have been set free. And that's not part of my message, but I think it's right and proper for us to acknowledge that we are a body, we are in this together. When something happens through grace ministry, it's all of us collectively, the things we do. There are people that once walked here that are now in other fellowships who are praying for us. Molly left a few years ago, but she always says in her text, "I'm praying for you, Andrew." You've got Jean, who can't make it to church through health issues. She always sends me a blessing. "I'm praying for you, Pastor." You have Sonia, who's at home unwell. Every time I ring, she thinks I'm ringing her to say, "Why weren't you at church on Sunday?" I have to say, "No, I'm ringing to see how you are." She said, "Well, I'm praying for you." There are things that have happened as we come in and we serve. We have a privilege of serving one another, and we see things happen in the natural, and sometimes we don't see them in the spiritual, but they're happening. So that kind of does lead on to what I want to share in All Things Are Possible. So thank you for the journey that you've chosen to walk with us. In Matthew 19:16, it says this: "Just then a man came up to Jesus and asked, 'Teacher, what good thing must I do to get eternal life?'" And that's a question that many people ask today. And that's sometimes I think we need to be reminded of what this parable says. We need to be reminded. And in order to get what I'm trying to say, so often we have to read around it so we don't just pluck an individual scripture out and make it say what we want it to say, but to see what the context is, put it in context. But the truth of God's word, if it is active and it's sharper than a two-edged sword. You will read something today that you never read yesterday, and it will speak to you in a way it didn't speak to you yesterday. Why? Because it's a alive. It's the same with this portion of scripture. "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Jesus replied. "There is only one who is good. If you want eternal life, keep the commandments." And so often in our life, as we hear that word, "All things are possible," you know, we forget that we have responsibilities. And yet we don't see, I don't believe, at times we don't see the simplicity of God's word. You know, God says this, we do that, this happens. Yeah, but surely I have to do more. I have to give more. I have to be at church more. I have to. And this young man was in that position where he couldn't just receive the grace of God. And I believe for us, we need to afresh just receive his grace, because he lavishes it upon us. "Which ones?" he replied. Jesus replied, "You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. Love your neighbor as yourself." Now, there's a good list for a start. He says, "All these I have kept." The young man said, "What do I still lack?" So often when we see what God is doing in our lives and we hear that word, "All things are possible, but what must I do to see the possibilities happen in my life?" Jesus answered, "If you want to be perfect, go sell your possessions, give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come follow me." Then the young man, when the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. He wasn't expecting that. See, God offers us salvation as a free gift. But so often, there are people around us that can't accept it. They want to earn it. But what do I need to do? You don't need to do anything. Just receive it. And this young man couldn't understand, so Jesus had to give him these parables. Jesus said to his disciples, "Truly, I tell you, it's hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through a needle or the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God." When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus looked at them and said, "With man, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible." I could have just read that scripture and said, "With man, this is impossible. With God, all things are possible." But without the context of it, we won't see the truth of it. In this particular parable, there was a man who was trying to earn his salvation. He couldn't just receive it. And so for us, when we say from this church, from this platform, from this Bible, that all things are possible, then all things are possible. They are. They're impossible with us. Yeah, but you don't understand the relationship that I have with my neighbor. You don't understand the relationship of husband and wife. You don't understand my bank balance. You don't understand the health that I have. But what does the Bible say? All things are possible. So is it possible for things to change in your life and my life? Yes. What do I need to do? Jesus says, come follow me and I will make you. Come follow me. Jesus says, come follow him. He will show you. He will guide you. My privilege is just to read one or two scriptures and just link things together and just encourage us. It says in Matthew 24, for false messiahs and false prophets will appear to perform great signs and wonders, to deceive, if possible, even the elect. So when we take this word possible, it is possible for us to be deceived. So we need to be those that understand God's word, know God's word. So when someone says something, we can say, that's not what the Bible says. That's not what the Bible means. We need to put it into context. So when we talk about all things are possible, I'm not just saying to you, just see it and believe it and it's yours. I'm saying all things are possible. But it is also possible for us to be deceived. So part of a shepherd's responsibility is to protect, to guide, to lead, to lay in front of the gate so that the wolf can't come at night. And part of the responsibility of us as congregation is to understand that all things are possible, even deception. So we need to be cautious as we go along. We don't need to be fearful, as you'll hopefully see later on. Going a little further, it says in Matthew 26, he fell with his face to the ground. This is Jesus, and he prayed, Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet, not as I will, but as you will. So I've just made a statement. All things are possible. And here's Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, on his way to being crucified, on his way for paying the ultimate price for humanity's recklessness, humanity's sin. And yet he cries out to Father God and says, if it is possible. Now, the truth is, it was possible, wasn't it? But he put something very important on the end of his prayer. He said, but not my will, your will be done. Is it possible that I can do this? God says, yes, it is possible. All things are permissible. All things are, yeah, but not all things are beneficial. So, Lord, what is your will for me? So on one hand, we're saying all things are possible, but then we're saying, but your will, not my will. Is it possible that I change this direction? It is. Well, Lord, not my will, your will. See, all things are possible. We need to be careful, I believe, as we go into this next season of our lives, that we're not deceived and that we can receive God's blessing, God's purpose, God's plan in our lives. In Mark 9 verse 14, or starting at verse 14, it said, when they came to the other disciples, they saw a large crowd around them, teachers of the law, arguing with them. As soon as all the people saw Jesus, they were overwhelmed with wonder and ran to greet him. It's almost a picture of going, I didn't think he was coming, but I'm glad he did. What are you arguing with them about? He asked. A man in the crowd answered, Teacher, I brought you my son, who is possessed by a spirit that has robbed him of speech. Whenever it seizes him, it throws him to the ground. He foams at the mouth. He gnashes his teeth. He becomes rigid. I asked your disciples to drive it out, or drive the spirit out, but they could not. See, remember, all things are possible. You unbelieving generation, Jesus replied. How long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy to me. So they brought him. When the spirit saw Jesus, it immediately threw the boy into a convulsion. He fell to the ground and rolled around, foaming at the mouth. Jesus asked the boy's father, how long has he been like this? From childhood, he answered. It has often thrown him into the fire or water to kill him. But if you can do anything, take pity on us and help us. That word pity should be translated compassion. If you can, have compassion on us. Compassion is a far richer word. It almost says, I feel what you feel. I see what you see. I experience your experience. I walk in your shoes. That's a bigger, rounder word than pity in the English language. Have compassion. If you can, said Jesus, Everything is possible. See, these are not my words, they're his words. Here's a situation that seems impossible. And yet Jesus says, everything is possible for the one who believes. The one who believes what? The one who believes in him. All things are possible if you have faith in Christ Jesus. It's his name that every knee will bow. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, something that I don't know if you've said, but I have. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. You know, there's a process that we go through in church life that we're encouraged to have faith. Yes? Am I the only one that goes, God, help me? I do believe that all things are possible. Help me. I do believe that I can push through in this circumstance. Help me. I do believe that this is what I want to do, but I want to do your will more than my will. Help me. So all things are possible, the Bible says, and they are. And I want to remind us that all things are possible. In Romans 12, verse 9, it says this, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another. When we look through Scripture, I've been challenged over the years, and I'm sure you have, that we come against circumstances and situations, people, problems, attitudes. We come against a wall. We come against a river. We come against a chasm. We see the fire of God. We see the grace of God. And yet we can understand the word of God, and it's challenging. So the truth is, all things are possible. But when we look through Scripture, God says something like this. He says, if you want to receive my forgiveness, then you forgive. Yeah, but all things are possible. Yeah, but that relationship cannot be repaired. Well, all things are possible. Well, this will never happen. Well, all things are possible. They're either possible or they're not. Which one are we going to choose? What did I say at Christmas when we was bringing a Christmas message? It says, I lay before you life and death. Choose life. You see, it's possible. It's impossible for you to do the things, but it's possible for God to. You see, when we pray, it's impossible for God not to answer prayer. He may not answer you the way you want it to be answered, in the timing that you want, but all things are possible. Why? Because he's true to his word. Love must be sincere. Hate what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. You know, we want to have a position of authority, then we need to humble ourselves as Jesus did with the outer garment coming off, wrapped around him and picked up the bowl and washed the disciples' feet. All things are possible. It says this, never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction. Sometimes when I read Scripture, this is why we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. It says, let me read it again. Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor. You know, when we sing in front of a congregation, when we sing before the Lord, we don't want to come and do it and go, oh, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Why? Because he that is in me is greater than he that is in the world. Yes, but Pastor, you don't understand. I do, because all things are possible. Yeah, but is everything okay? No, they're not okay. Yes, there is strife, there is trouble, there is things that are happening all around. But the Bible tells me that all things are possible according to his plan and purpose. Lord, show me. Lord, help me. Lord, guide me. Lord, direct me. Lord, forgive me. Lord, correct me. It says, do not lose your spiritual fervor serving the Lord. Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer. Share with the Lord's people who are in need. Practice hospitality. Bless those, Lord help, who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Mourn with those who mourn. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be proud, but willing to associate with people of low position. Do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Be careful to do what is right in the eyes of everyone. If it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. We have a responsibility. Lord, all things are possible, but there are things that is only possible for you to do because God has called you to do it. It's only possible because it depends upon you and the grace of God. Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. On the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him something to drink. By doing this, you heap burning coals on his head. That means you're asking God to bless and not curse. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil by good. So, all things are possible. All things are possible. Just think about what it is you're believing for this year. It may seem impossible, but all things are possible. Yes, there's things you need to do. There's things you need to put right. There's things you need to lay hold of. There's things that God wants us to remember. There's things that he wants us to forget. But as far as it's possible, from your point of view, live in harmony with each other. Keep short accounts. That means we need to forgive in order to be truly forgiven. So as we look through this season, as we go into what God is saying to us and through us, then let's remind one another of his grace. It says here in Acts 10, verse 36, you know the message God sent to his people Israel among announcing the good news of peace through Jesus Christ. So how do we get peace? Through Jesus Christ. You know, excuse me, I've tried to be a calming influence in circumstances, but I can only go so far. But if I rely upon what God has given me, then the truth is this: where you go, peace will follow. Why? Because Christ is in you. So all things are possible. Yeah, but if I walk into that volatile situation, all things are possible because he lives in you. The good news of the peace through our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace don't come any other way. It's through Jesus Christ. There's a war, there's a battle, but peace comes through Christ, who is Lord of all. You know what has happened through the province of Judea, beginning with Galilee after the baptism of John, that John preached, and how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. See, we're anointed with the Holy Spirit and power. He that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Why? Because all things are possible. It's possible for you to speak to the mountain and see it moved, not in the sense of a physical mountain, but a circumstance. Why? Because all things are possible according to his riches and his glory. The Holy Spirit and power, and how he went around doing good and healing all who were under the power of the devil because God was with him. This same power, the Bible says, that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. Lives in you. The same power that raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. So all things are possible. Is it possible for me to pray and see God's hand at work in the miraculous? Yes, it is. All things are possible through Christ. So I want to encourage us today and as we go forward into this next year that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. God has gifted some of us with talents and abilities. He's gifted us with faith. He's gifted us with finances. He's gifted us with strength and stamina. But there are times where, when we get to the end of ourselves, that's the point where we go, God, help us. Let's not wait until we get to the end of ourselves. Let's do it at the beginning. This is the year that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm not going to walk in my circumstances. I'm going to walk in the responsibility that God's given me, because all things are possible. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him. He's just fed 5,000 people, and he says to his disciples, you go. I'll catch up with you later. And there's a story here where Jesus, it says, he followed them and he came to them walking on water. Walking on water, and they were afraid. And so often fear can stop us from stepping out into the possibilities that God has for us. And sometimes it's fear that stops us. There is a healthy fear. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. There is a healthy fear, but there's also an unhealthy fear. That fear can stop us from moving forward. It can paralyze us. And the disciples were full of fear. I guess I would if you saw Jesus or what you thought was a ghost walking towards you. Yet Peter called out in the darkness, in the uncertainty of the storm. If it's you, call to me and I'll come. Now maybe, and I'm being poetic here, he understood the possibilities. And the Bible says that Peter got out of the boat and started to walk on the water. You see, Peter could have a conversation afterwards. Poetry again, it doesn't say this in scripture, but let's just think about it. He could be having a barbecue with his friends and going, do you know what, it's possible to walk on water. How do you know, Peter? Because I did. But the Bible also says that looking at the wind and the wave around him, he became fearful and began to sink. And so often when we look at the possibilities, I suggest in life, we start to walk upon the water of life. And yet when we become fearful, we start to look at our feet, look at our circumstances, look at the wind, look at the waves, look at our bank balance, look at the favor that we once thought we had and we don't believe we have it now. And fear comes in, takes over and paralyzes us. You see, all things are possible, only believe. So how do we overcome that fear? By taking that next step. You see, fear is not final unless we make it fatal. We're the ones that are in control. I was sharing with someone earlier that there's things that I don't like, and I would say that I'm fearful of it. I really don't like it, but it won't stop me from doing what God calls me to do if he calls me. If he says, come, I'll step out of the boat. And I'll step out of the boat and try and keep my eyes fixed upon him as I walk and I take that next step. You see, what will overcome fear? Obedience. You've said it, I'm going to do it, knowing that all things are possible. So let's be a people as we go into this year that we won't allow fear to stop us accomplishing what God has said. Not what I've said, but what God has said that he will accomplish in us and through us. In Luke 1:67, it says this, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied, praise be to the Lord God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through the holy prophets long ago, salvation from our enemies and from all the hand and all who hate us, to show us mercy or show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant, the oath he swore to our fathers Abraham, to rescue us from the hand of our enemies. It's still true for us today. And to enable us to serve him without fear. See, it is possible to serve God without fear. We don't look at what we see in front of us, if that will make sense. We see the possibilities behind it. We don't look at the wind that and the waves and the water. If God says come, then we go. And fear will be overtaken through faith. So as we journey into this next year, whatever it is that God has placed on your heart, maybe it's just your desire. Well, God gives us the desires of our hearts. The only caveat I would give you is to say, Lord, not your will, not my will, but your will. Lord, I desire, but not my will, your will be done. And if we do that, if we walk according to his plans and purposes, giving him the opportunity to open the door, to shut the door, then we will be blessed because all things are possible. And we have enough faith, I believe, to walk through into the possibilities that God has for me and you. In Luke 1:37, it says this, for no word from God will ever fail. And if we look at this whole story, it will be the same for me and you. If God has said it, and this is the thing, it's that big word, isn't it? If God has said it, then he will accomplish it. Why? Because he says so. All things are possible. Only believe. I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Lord, I want to walk into the possibilities that you've given me. So maybe, just maybe, some of us over the past weeks and months and maybe even in the year, we look at life and we go, it's impossible for that to change. That God has promised me this, but it's impossible. It's never going to happen. And that's our humanness, isn't it? That's true, isn't it? We look at something, we go, well, it's never going to happen. There's no way that will happen. Why? Because we're looking at it with our humanness. Like Jesus said to that young man who desired to do the right thing, he had a desperation in him. God offered him the simplicity of walking with him through faith, and yet he thought there's more. And for me and you, I want to suggest that so often we make it complicated. Just by simply saying, I don't believe that. I don't believe. There was someone who said about someone I know very well, they said, they will never change. They weren't Christians, but the person they spoke about was. And I saw the change day by day, week by week, month by month. See, they never had faith, but we do. So how much more for us that we shouldn't say that will never happen? God could never do that. You know, if you asked me 20 years ago that I would be speaking a message on most Sundays for the next 20 years, I would say that will never happen. Why? Because I don't think I have two messages. Several messages on, God's still speaking. Why? Because I put my trust in him, not in me, in his ability. Do you think some people that lead worship and do other things that they feel naturally gifted and naturally I can do this? I guarantee that if you are a confident person, if I was to give you a half an hour opportunity to preach a message, you would struggle with nerves. Why? Because this is God's word. I can stand in front of a corporate setting and I can deliver a message to 1,000 people. I can stand up in my home and I can instruct. I can do something. But once I get God's word in front of me, I think I can't do that. Well, you can. Why? Because all things are possible. Not my will, but your will be done. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. And this is not a word out of context. It's true. When you read the story around this, when you read the scriptures and you look at what God is saying, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. I feel weak, but in him I'm strong. I feel poor, but in him I'm rich. These are not just words, it's truth. You can have someone who has hundreds of thousands of pounds in the bank, but they are spiritually poor. They're bankrupt. And you can have someone who has nothing, yet they're spiritually rich. You see, so when we look at kingdom, it's completely different. But as we go forward into this year, let's believe that all things are possible. So what is it you're believing for? What is it you have on your heart? And you know, it's okay to believe for good things. You know, God wants us to have good things. I want God to give me more so I can give more away. It's not about money, it's about the love of money. It's not about what we ask for, it's about the motives in which we ask. In Matthew 17:20, he replied, because you have so little faith, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed. And when we look at this word, that word small means exactly what it means, small. Nothing will be impossible for you if you ask according to my plan and purpose. Lord, not my will, but your will be done. Lord, I have on my heart this year to do, to be, to give, to receive this. Lord, I want to walk in obedience. Show me, call me, correct me, direct me. All things are possible. Give me the faith to believe it. You know, in church life, I've been challenged. I've been challenged most of church life. But just recently, I've looked at what the Lord has said to me over the years. And I'm ashamed to say at times I don't believe that he can do that through me. Maybe you're the same. Maybe it's time to say, Lord, forgive me. I can do what you've called me to do. I can be who you've called me to be. And let's wait and see what God does. Because if he's called us, we'll be able to walk on the water, because nothing will be impossible. In Jeremiah 32:27, it says this, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me? There's a question. So put yourself as the audience, the congregation. Now God is asking you this question. So he says, and you believe it, I am the Lord, the God of all mankind, including you. Is anything too hard for me? What's the answer? No. So all things are possible. Yes? All things are possible. So as we enter into this next season, this next chapter of our lives. Maybe there's something as Christians that God has said to us. We believe the Holy Spirit has impacted us in a way. It may have been years ago. It may have been yesterday. It may have been today. There's something that you believe God has spoken into your life. And you say to yourself in the natural, no, that's impossible. There's no way God could do that for me. That's because you see yourself the way that you see yourself instead of seeing yourself the way that God sees you. You see, when the Bible says that Jesus sits at the right hand of the Father interceding, just picture this. The enemy comes along and says, she doesn't deserve that. Jesus says, she does. She's mine. He doesn't deserve that. He does. He's mine. You see, he intercedes us. If we look in the mirror and all we see is us, then we're not seeing what God sees. He sees someone who is fearfully and wonderfully made. But you don't understand, Pastor, the mistakes I've made. Well, Jesus didn't come for the perfect, did he? This is what happened with this young man. He wanted to be perfect and he can't. Perfection is only found through Christ. So our righteousness is found in forgiveness. So as we accept the forgiveness of God, we walk in his righteousness. So we're seen through his eyes as imperfect people that are being made perfect through the word of God. So as we pray together, as we close and just ponder upon that thought, I want to encourage us to say again in our lives, it is possible for God to use me. It is possible for God to bless me in a way that I haven't seen before. It is possible for God to give me a word in season. It is possible for me to see a breakthrough in my home life, in my relationships, in my finances, in my health. It is possible. You know, one of the things in life is this. So often you hear me talk about a pendulum that swings. And I've been in church where the pendulum has swung so far over here, it's not charismatic anymore, it's charismaniac. You think, oh my Lord, surely that can't be God. And so what I tend to have done is ruled out the miraculous because the pendulum has gone too far over there. And I've allowed the pendulum to switch and go right over here where I don't pray for the sick anymore. I don't believe for the miraculous anymore. And yet God wants us to be center, right on straight street. Why all things are possible? Do you think God can heal me this year? Yes. Why do you say that, Pastor? Because all things are possible. Just in the story of Shadrach, Meshach and Abednego, I am encouraged by the words of these young men. Just as they're being thrown into the fire and everyone around thinks they will be consumed, they're given a lifeline. And the king says, if you will bow down and worship me, I will set you free. And they said, our God is able. He's able. In other words, all things are possible. However, even if he doesn't save us, we will not bow down and worship you. You see, there's a time coming that when we're in that eternal space, there'll be no more weeping, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more worrying about whether you can put the heating on or not. It'll be a place where we experience the fullness of God. So while we're here on earth, while we're here on earth and we can speak of the goodness of God's word, all things are possible. God can heal me. Even if he doesn't, I'm still going to worship him. God can prosper me financially, but even if he doesn't, I'm still going to bless others. God can keep short accounts with me, and I'm going to forgive all those that I need to forgive. Because God can bless me. Even if I don't see it, I'm still going to do what the word says. Because all things are possible. I'm going to stop talking and pray. Father, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you that all things are possible. You ask us to believe. And we believe in you, the author, the perfecter, and the finisher of our faith. Lord, we don't walk by sight. We walk by faith. Lord, as Peter had it in his heart to say, Lord, if it's you, call me. Then, Lord, you call us and we will step out. We will step out and step into the plans and purposes you have. Lord, you know my heart. This year, I lay before you, Father God, the things that I believe you've spoken to me. And I pray, Lord, that you would make a way. Lord, I lay before you what I seem to be impossible. The impossible situation with my health. The impossible situation with my finances. The impossible situation with my relationships. I give it to you And I remind you, Lord, that you say to me that all things are possible. Lord, I do believe. Help me in times of unbelief. Church, be blessed. Let's worship him as we stand at the end of 1 year closing and the beginning of another year coming. That this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen.